This message comes from Capital One. Your business faces unique challenges and opportunities. That's why Capital One offers a comprehensive suite of financial services backed by the strength of a top 10 commercial bank. Visit CapitalOne.com/commercial. Member FDIC.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny is being laid to rest in a Moscow cemetery. Supporters held his funeral earlier today. Navalny died 2 weeks ago under unexplained circumstances in a Russian penal colony in the Arctic. NPR's Charles Maines reports from Moscow. Navalny's widow has blamed Russian President Vladimir Putin for his death.
Putin never spoke about Navalny when he was alive. It was part of a strategy to treat him as a political nonentity here. Yet police actions would appear to tell a different story. You know, we saw several hundred Navalny supporters detained for merely attending these makeshift memorials in the days after Navalny's death. And now the question today is how many more could face arrest for just attempting to attend this final send-off.
NPR's Charles Maines reporting. Protesters in Israel have been calling for early elections in the country and for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to step down. In a speech last night, Netanyahu made his case against holding elections now. NPR's Dee Parvaz has more.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu last night emphasized unity among Israelis. He warned against what he called extremist demands for elections, saying that an early vote during the war would, quote, mean defeat for Israel. Netanyahu is trying to avert a potential political crisis around an issue that could bring down his coalition and force new elections, whether to continue exempting ultra-Orthodox Jews from the military draft. He signaled support for enlisting ultra-Orthodox men into the military, with the current stay on compulsory service for ultra-Orthodox Jews expiring on March 31st. The move might anger Netanyahu's ultra-Orthodox supporters in the parliament, who helped form the coalition that has given the prime minister a narrow majority. But Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on Wednesday said that a solution must be found to enlist ultra-Orthodox men down the line. Dee Parvaz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
The Massachusetts Air National Guardsman accused of leaking top-secret government documents is expected to plead guilty next week. From member station WBUR in Boston, Ali Jarmanning reports Jack Teixeira has been in custody since April.
Prosecutors on Thursday filed a motion for a change of plea hearing, though it's not clear yet what charges Teixeira will plead guilty to. Teixeira was arrested last year and accused of stealing classified government documents that he had access to through his job at the Otis Air National Guard Base on Cape Cod. Prosecutors say he then posted them on the social media platform Discord. It's seen as one of the largest government document leaks in a decade. The Air Force later investigated and disciplined 15 people in connection with the breach. For NPR News, I'm Ali Jarmani.
The biggest fire in Texas's history has now burned almost 1,700 square miles in the state's panhandle. The Smokehouse Creek fire has also killed two people. This is NPR. The U.S. Senate has voted to pass a short-term government funding bill, and it sent the measure to President Biden. This averts a partial federal government shutdown this weekend. The new deadline is now a week from today. Lawmakers need to agree on spending, or they will be in the very same place next Friday. A judge in Montana has struck down three state laws that restrict abortion rights as unconstitutional. Shaylee Rager with Montana Public Radio has more.
In 2021, Republican lawmakers passed laws that would have banned abortion at 20 weeks, banned doctors from prescribing medication abortions via telehealth, and required doctors to offer an ultrasound before an abortion. Planned Parenthood of Montana sued the state, arguing the laws violate the state's constitutional right to privacy. A Montana Supreme Court precedent from 1999 found that the right to privacy protects abortion access and that the state cannot restrict it without a compelling interest. The state's high court reaffirmed that precedent last spring. A district court judge cited that precedent in ruling the three laws unconstitutional. Montana Attorney General Austin Knutson plans to appeal the ruling. For NPR News, I'm Shaylee Rager in Helena, Montana.
Alabama's legislature has passed measures that would allow patients to get in vitro fertilization. Some Alabama clinics had stopped offering the treatment after the state Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are considered children. The Alabama governor has expressed support for the measures. Meanwhile, in Washington, Republican lawmakers have blocked federal legislation protecting IVF treatment. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.